I've got this obsessive compulsive disorder where I have to have everything in a straight line or everything has to be in pairs. I'll put my Pepsi cans in the fridge, and if there's one too many, then I'll put it in another cupboard somewhere. I'll go into a hotel room, and before I can relax, I have to move all the leaflets, all the books, and put them in a drawer. Everything has to be perfect. David Beckham. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the fourth episode of How Are You? Really? With your host, Nick. And today, we're going to be talking about another kind of subset of the previous episode, which was anxiety. This disorder that we're going to be discussing is also an anxiety disorder, but it's so prominent and common that I kind of figured that it would probably be beneficial to have its own episode. And I'm sure the majority of you listening will have heard of this or be somewhat familiar with it. It's called obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. And as I mentioned, it's an anxiety disorder in which people have reoccurring unwanted thoughts, ideas, or sensations, also known as obsessions, that make them feel driven to do something repetitively, which is also known as compulsions. And these repetitive behaviors can significantly disrupt an individual's daily activities and social interactions. Some moderate examples, which I'll probably elaborate on later. These repetitive behaviors are like hand washing, checking on things excessively, or cleaning excessively. And for you to receive a diagnosis of OCD, it requires the presence of A, an obsession, or B, compulsions, or the both of them together, which is in the most severe cases, both of them together. These have to be time-consuming, which can be defined as more than 1 hour a day. It also has to cause major distress, impair work, social, or other important functions. And just a little statistic here, about 1.2% of all Americans have OCD. And I just want to kind of interject that I think we all have our own sublet of OCD, kind of little minor instances of it. I'll give you a quick example from my own personal experience. An OCD tendency that I kind of have is that before I leave my apartment at any time, really, I have to check three pockets, make sure I have the three most important things for my day, which is my wallet, my phone, and my keys. So I do that every day, you know, pretty much the same time and everything. But even though that is a regularly reoccurring thing, and it's kind of an obsession, it doesn't interfere with anything going on in my day, and it does not disrupt my life. So, hence, I do not have OCD. So, let's talk about the obsessions piece of this disorder. So, the obsessions are recurrent and persistent thoughts, impulses, or images that cause distressing emotions such as anxiety or disgust. Many people with OCD can recognize the excessive or unreasonable products of their own mind. But these intrusive thoughts can't be settled by logic or reasoning. So a lot of people realize that their OCD, the obsessions that they're experiencing, are a little outlandish and beyond normal reasoning, but they cannot seem to suppress the thoughts coming into their mind still. Most people with OCD ignore, suppress, or distract themselves by creating other thoughts or actions. Typical obsessions include excessive concerns about contamination or harm, the need for symmetry or exactness, or forbidden sexual or religious thoughts. So this piece is just kind of the obsession just locked inside your own mind, and really the more troubling disruptive portion of this is the compulsions piece, which we will talk about now. So, compulsions are the repetitive behaviors or mental acts that a person feels driven to perform in response to an obsession. The behaviors are intended to reduce or prevent distress or a fearful situation. In the most severe cases, a constant repetition of rituals may fill the entire day, making a normal and healthy routine pretty much impossible. The anguish is only compounded by the knowledge that the compulsions are completely irrational. The compulsion to relieve the obsessions continue as a vicious cycle. So again, you're just trapped within this singular way of thinking, right? That you just obsess on this and then you exude these or execute these repetitive behaviors to alleviate the stress and the anxiety from your obsession. Okay? I know it sounds a little wishy-washy, but let's get into some examples of some compulsions so you can kind of paint this picture a little more clearly. So the first example is cleaning. So this can be used to reduce the fear that germs, dirt, or chemicals will contaminate the person. And some people will spend vast amount of hours during the day washing themselves or cleaning their surroundings, right? And that can be extremely detrimental to that person's well-being, you know, just cleaning yourself or your surroundings all day, then you can't really get anything else done. So repeating is another one, and this is to use to dispel anxiety. Some individuals mumbles a name or a phrase or repeat specific behavior several times. These people are usually aware of the repetitive behaviors, won't actually protect themselves against any injury, but fear harm will come upon them if the repetitions aren't done. So that seems extremely frightening, you know, having to execute these ridiculous repetitive behaviors because you fear that you will come under some sort of harm otherwise. And again, you know, a lot of these people do realize just how irrational it is, but they just cannot change their way of thinking to adapt to that. Another one is checking, and this is to reduce the fear of harming oneself or others by, for example, forgetting to lock the door or turning off the stove. And these people can develop these checking rituals that way, you know. So you think that, I mean, I'm sure we've all experienced that sort of thing, like, oh damn, I forgot to turn off the stove. In reality, you didn't, but you just thought maybe there was a chance and you didn't want to burn down your, you know, your house or your apartment building, whatever. So, I mean, that happens once in a while, but for these people, it happens every single day, if not multiple times during the day. Again, just frightening. Next one, actually another example of the checking one is, I forgot to mention, is some people can even retrace driving routes continuously to make sure that they haven't hit anyone. So just, you know, an unbelievable detachment from reality, you know. Another one is ordering and arranging. This one is used to reduce discomfort. Some people like to put objects such as books in a certain order or arrange household items so they're just right or in a symmetrical fashion. And again, another example of this was mentioned in the opening quotation of this episode, the David Beckham one. You know, this is something that he would suffer from. And then the last one's mental compulsions. And this is in response to the intrusive, obsessive thoughts, which can be silent prayers or repeating a specific phrase to reduce anxiety or prevent a dreaded future event from happening. Yeah, so, you know, this is just kind of a horrifying, vicious cycle that you just locked in. Your brain is just locked in that mode, and yeah, you can't break out of it, but fortunately, OCD is a very treatable disorder, And generally, the most effective approach for treating OCD is cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, which we've discussed in the previous episodes quite a bit, but I'd like to continue to discuss it for those who haven't heard yet. During treatment sessions, patients are instructed to focus on the anxieties, the obsessions, and the consequent compulsions that follow. So once exposed to these behaviors and the roots of their anxieties, the patient and the therapist can then work on a response prevention guidelines to alleviate the frequency of the intrusive and detrimental behaviors. But unfortunately, which is kind of the catch-22 with this, is some patients will refuse to participate in CBT because of the anxiety that it involves, right? So you're anxious, have an anxiety disorder, but you're too anxious to try to alleviate the anxiety, right? So it's a truly unfortunate situation there. But yeah, usually if you can sort of paint this picture, even though most people are aware just how outrageous some of these obsessions and compulsions are, you know, once you highlight that in treatment and you kind of work on options or different ways on kind of coping with your anxiety or minimizing even some of the rituals, so you can still maybe execute the rituals that you've had. Maybe it's turning a light switch on 3 or 4 times in a row before you leave a room. That's another pretty common obsessive compulsive move. But maybe if you just turn it from once to twice, you know, that's a significant difference, and you know, that might help, and you can slowly work your way into a situation where you're not doing it at all anymore. And then, you know, if CBT doesn't end up being effective for that particular person, you can switch to the medication, which is uses a specific class of medication called selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, which is also known as SSRIs, and these are generally used to treat anxiety disorders or depression disorders. But it also is, again, with OCD having the anxiety piece to it, it is very effective in treating OCD. But, you know, overall, patients who receive appropriate treatment for their varying degrees of OCD, it can lead to significant improvements of functionability in daily life. You know, so you can really help these people get back into a mode of living a life and outside of their own personal hell, you know, with that being the repetitive nature. And, you know, even there's even been basic relaxing techniques like meditation, yoga, visualization, or massage therapy that can help relieve the stress and anxiety caused by OCD. So this is also a decently effective treatment for, you know, the even more minor cases of it. So in conclusion, again, OCD is one of the most common mental disorders, and we all have kind of minor OCD symptoms that we utilize in our lives. It's just when it's just knowing when it goes too far, I guess, is the big thing. OCD is probably one of the most easily self-diagnosed disorders. Again, you know, a rule of thumb is you shouldn't diagnose yourself with anything, but if you, I mean, this one you can sort of identify if you're having sort of obsessive thoughts that can become too intrusive in your life, or these repetitive acts that seem a bit ridiculous. If they kind of do, then they probably are, you know. And then you can, you know, seek out treatment if that is the case for you. You know, again, this is a really treatable disorder, luckily. So Yeah, it's not. Luckily, on the lighter side of this dark topic of mental illness. But yeah, you know, I hope you all enjoyed the episode. And I think the next one's kind of going to be a step cousin of this episode. We're going to be discussing attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD. This is another pretty common one. And this also involves some controversy, which we will get into next episode. So again, thank you all for listening, and enjoy the rest of the day, and be sure to take care of yourselves. All right. This is Nick, out.